The Rancor's Brothel presents. A Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Out of the Abyss.
Where are you doing it?
Where you think.
Okay.
Right in the middle of his balls.
Okay.
My balls?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
All right. Do you think you hit me like that and I'm not going to aim at fucking you up?
That makes complete sense. I'm just saying, it's a four-way dance here.
Yeah.
Troy,
belt
you're up.
From the top.
roll me a d6 first. Oh. I want to see what kind of demon that is.
Yep.
No damage?
3.
Correct. Okay. But everything I do does necrotic damage.
Yeah, but I also have spells.
Yeah, sure.
So I can hit my own guy.
Yeah, and for good or for bad?
You see a four-armed dog-faced demon.
Oh, I see.
With two of his arms that end in crab claws.
I would have to get much closer.
Okay. You know, that's a glabber zoo.
Ooh,
I sure do.
Now that you say
I was... Hey, Troy? Yeah.
Not as high a CR as I would think.
Oh, really?
No.
Because, Troy, if I had to be concerned, I'm concerned on your behalf.
Nowhere near the worst in the pile that I have.
Really?
Yes.
Because, like, just from reading books, I always feel like...
I know. It lists... They talk about Glaberzoo in the
Drift
books.
It's like being terrifying.
Yeah.
Huh.
Ooh.
That's not bad. Yeah.
The blue ones are friendlies, right?
Correct.
Okay. How far is the range on that?
But not that friendly.
Yeah.
Like, passing acquaintances.
He probably passed the problem.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I don't want to waste a fourth level spell on that.
Got a really cool, fuck was I going to say?
But I can't because I'm taking opposite.
Book coming to me. It's not supposed to show up till next week, but now it's showing up tomorrow.
Nice. So,
excited.
I need a con save, please.
Oh, yeah.
From?
The Glaber Zoo.
The Glaber Zoo?
Yeah, you can hit
Glaber Goo.
Is that the one that starts?
Con save?
Yes, please.
19.
Fuck you.
Fireball.
Is it a creature made of inorganic material, such as stone, crystal, or metal?
No. Shatter is not going to be doubly effective. You gotta ask.
Yeah.
But it's made of flesh and pus.
Are you... Okay, where exactly are you casting Shatter?
Like, behind it, I guess. Like, on it, but behind it.
Okay. So you're catching part of the tower, too?
No. Like, up.
Just clarifying.
I thought about that exactly, too. Yeah.
Collapse the roof.
So what does the vulnerable do?
Doubles damage.
Yeah.
Of that specific type.
Cool.
Yep.
22, so 11.
Nerds.
We're just going to do one of each. 11 damage.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that the thing I'm fighting?
It is.
Yeah.
A Balgura.
That's
we fought some already.
That's what tipped over your guys's.
Yeah.
11 thunder, if that matters.
I don't believe it does.
He don't give a shit about your thunder.
Fuck your thunder, son.
No, he cares more about thunder.
Oh, okay. He gives a real shit about your thunder.
He doesn't give a shit about many other types of damage.
Oh.
He is afraid of thunder. It spooks him.
Yeah, that's good to know.
He wet his demon bed.
Fuck you, thunder. You
just just thunder wave his bitch ass straight off the tower.
Thunder buddies for life. Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. I can't do anything else, really.
Move bonus?
I don't have a bonus. Well, I
probably have a... You can move on to Demogorgon.
Yeah. No. No.
Which demon lord do you have, Troy?
I've got Demogorgon.
Demogorgon.
So what's my motivation as Demogorgon? What's my relationship with Hyena Man?
You guys hate each other.
Okay. That's all I need.
Don't do it.
It's kind of a four-way heel match.
Don't
here.
Do what?
I mean, it doesn't really matter.
I will kill you.
You sure about that?
No. Actually, because the two that you want to be is either Demogorgon or Orcus. Those are the two big players.
So those are the two we want to die first.
I don't know. Reading his...
He's nasty.
He is fucking nasty.
And I'm gonna make him nasty because I'm a DM.
Oh, into... Oh, no, we're doing my turn.
Depends if you can hit him.
Depends on the legendary action we missed.
No, I took mine after.
Depends on what...
Only two of us have gone.
Oh.
We've rolled...
We're doing them basically after the
yeah depends
Lord's
on what
turn.
After your turn
didn't you go
roll again
depends on what Demogorgon does.
I went first.
He took a legendary action.
I took the legendary action after his turn.
Lucas got the first one. Schroeder got the second.
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually was the first in initiative.
If you don't have reach, you do have to move.
Since I played this game,
I have reach.
I don't know what your reach is like. So
you have more than 10 feet of reach.
Because
if you don't. Then you need to move.
Fine, fucking move me then.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Huzzah! That's not him.
No, other one.
Demogorgon, I believe, has 15 feet of reach.
Depends on what attack. Because one says 10, one says 15.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
You want to be within 10?
Sure.
Okay. Works. Not that it matters, but there you go.
That sucks. Does a 24 hit?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh.
Apparently it doesn't take much. Mm.
His AC's up there, but 24 hits.
I said AC's as good as a Demon Lord's?
Roll.
Remember when we said that this game is kind of...
Yeah, yeah.
28 bludgeoning.
Cut in half.
Oh, is he a creature?
Yes.
Hey, I need a constitution saving throw, please.
What is this?
Part of my tech.
I know, what is...
Tentacle. Yeah. I got one attack, dude.
Yeah, I know. But you do it twice.
True.
Still have to make the save, right?
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha.
Right?
Yep.
Do another thing.
That actually would affect him.
Con save.
I was just making sure it wasn't something that
I don't know what I'm rolling against. I rolled a 2, though.
That's not good.
Probably no, but my save may be plus 15.
Your max hit points are reduced by that same amount.
Your con save is 15.
I made it.
No, you didn't.
You said it was 17.
No, I didn't.
I don't know.
The DC is 23.
Okay.
Okay. I lose hit points that I don't know that I have.
How many hit points total did he lose?
So he lost 28, and then 28 max.
Does that include
maximum.
The plus?
Yes.
Okay.
Second hit. That should hit because
it
that's
does.
Bigger than the last one. It's better.
That's much better.
38 plus 9 is 47. Bludgeoning. Can I get another DC 23 Constitution saving throw?
Nat 20.
So that makes it.
Yep.
Anything else?
No.
Legendary action.
Lucas, Schroeder, and Grady. Roll off for a legendary action.
14.
17.
9.
Grady gets it.
Retaliation, the legendary action.
That's not what I'd like to do, but yeah.
It's something. It's also
good.
My legendary actions kind of suck.
I'm going to make a flail attack against Demogorgon.
Like, one of my legendary actions is to just do one of my regular actions.
That's what mine is, too. Mm-hmm. The heart saber attack.
But it's like, just why?
I'm going to assume that
you only get three. Certain things require
a 33 hits with the flail, I presume.
Correct.
Do I also get one of my effects off that, Jeff, I presume?
Let me read it and be sure.
Because it just says whenever I hit, I get an effect. I don't know if the other two effects matter or not. Because
no, you can use one effect per hit.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'll do the extra damage.
Okay.
1, 2.
So Yinagu has this massive three-headed flail. Each one of the balls does a different effect. He gets to choose which one. He can use one per turn.
Cool.
Or one per attack.
Yep. So I'm going to deal additional damage with this hit. And Jeff, he also needs to make a strength saving throw.
17.
17 is not enough. This will throw
you. Rolled a 17?
I rolled a 17.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I don't know what the plus is.
Plus 9.
That's enough. Nothing extra happens. 7, 10. Wow, what a shit roll. 7, 10, 13,
but you hit.
15, 24 bludgeoning damage. That's real shit. Okay. That's all I can do. It's my legendary action.
Okay. Troy, your Glaberzoo is going to come at you.
He's got a guy in between us. He can go at that guy.
Yeah. Fuck off.
Yeah.
He makes 4 attacks, 2 with its pincers and 2 with its fists. First pincer is 21.
No.
Second pincer is 28. That is 2d10 plus 5. 13 points of damage, and you are grappled.
I cannot be grappled.
I mean, you're heavy to lift, but I think he can still grapple you. 2 fists. It's a 25. That yeah. You, no, it was 22. We said,
well, yeah, 22.
Okay. 2, 4.
I also don't know if you can shield or not.
Oh, I can shield. Let's see what he's got.
4.
5 damage on the first fist. Second fist misses. Schroeder.
You go fist yourself.
Your Barlgura makes 3 attacks. 1 with its bite. It's only a 20 to hit. That doesn't hit, right?
Nope.
2 fists. 23.
It hits exactly.
That's 14.
Okay.
Second fist. Miss.
Okay.
Oh, shit. He gets reckless, too. Oh, well. Next time. Nobody else has moved out yet. Somebody roll me a d6. Actually, roll me a d4, because I'm only doing 1 of each of these.
1.
Ooh, good. I was hoping I'd get to use this one. You see a... What is he? He is huge. So technically that big, a red-bodied, almost bull-faced, winged guy with a, what's that do? A lightning-coated sword and a fire whip.
Balrog?
Based on it.
Tell me shall not pass.
And he takes a swing at Demogorgon. Wow, that's not much.
It's fucking useless. Oh well.
I mean, it's not useless, but it's not great.
Yeah. Do a thing.
So are the non-big demons in between your initiative and the rest of us?
Yeah,
probably.
Okay.
Oh, and your spell goes out because you are now technically concentrating.
Oh, it dropped as soon as I turned on the machine because right. I had to drop concentration to do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, you see there's an aura of fire around this thing. There's a little bit of damage to Demogorgon, not much. And it makes 2 swings, 1 with its whip, 1 with its longsword. The longsword is absolutely going to hit. That's a 40 to hit. 3D. I can't find my dice. That's 13, 21. The sword slices him and the lightning affects him a little bit. The whip, 29, will hit, which is 3d6 and 2d6. 14 slashing, 5 fire. Okay. You continue to see more demons piling up all around, and it's Great Easter.
Okay. What am I doing?
It's your turn. Probably start with Kira and end it with Yenigun.
Raging.
Most are over 300, some over 4.
Raging.
Yeah.
Running out of the building with the battle ragers and stabbing the thing that is fighting.
Right about there?
Yeah, I've got reach, so I'd probably stay back another 5 foot, but yes.
Okay.
Because I'm going to do all that cool stuff.
Sweet.
Attack recklessly.
Absolutely.
Do you have any idea how hard this thing is to hit yet?
Probably not. I hit it with, now granted I rolled a 22, but, or I think I rolled a 24.
I'll just attack recklessly for right now.
You've not been rolling the best, so let's take advantage where you can get it.
And then this is plus 2 to AC, but it, and it gives me the extra action.
Correct.
Okay. So rolling plus 11. It's a 19 to hit.
That'll hit.
Okay. It's D10 on the hit.
You hit that thing, didn't you?
I did, yeah. I hit it for 12 damage.
12? Okay. I didn't write that one down for some reason.
Son of the fucking floor. It's D10 plus 6 plus the additional 2 because I'm raging. I'm trying to think if I'm missing anything else.
So yeah, you didn't take the minus 5, so.
Yeah. If I took the minus 5, I probably wouldn't have
hit. Add 4 more for you.
So D10 plus 8. That's 17 damage. This is radiant, by the way.
Okay.
I'll attack again. Second attack. That's a very, very good number that hits easily.
17 on the die.
The other one was a 19.
Oh, nice.
So that's another 12 radiant damage. And then with haste, I will attack again.
Is it still up?
Yes.
Okay.
It's another 30... Almost 30 to hit. Do you need to move out of this combat or anything? Do I need to use something to get you out of it?
All right.
You stay there.
Need is a strong word.
Yeah.
It's another 15 radiant damage.
15 radiant damage.
So I just stab it 3 times in the face.
Looking rough.
And I set the line and say, "You shall not pass!" Yinagu.
Yinagu. Oh. Let me make sure that there's not anything else you need to know about it. I don't think...
I'm going to imagine his other 3 attacks aren't going to matter, but we'll see what happens.
When Yinagu reduces a creature to 0 hit points with a melee attack on its turn, Yinagu can take a bonus action to move up to half of its speed and make a bite attack.
Oh, fuck yes, then. Alrighty. That makes a lot more sense with a lot of what's going on. Perfect. Can I move forward 10 feet, Jeff? Because I'm still in his threat range, and he's still in mine. Fascinating. Huh. I get a free bite on a different target.
Yep.
Perfect. First flail attack at Demogorgon.
Okay.
That may not hit. 19. That probably doesn't hit.
No, it doesn't. I'm 99% sure it doesn't.
Second flail attack.
Jesus, what did you roll? You rolled a 3?
Yep. 22 to hit Troy that time.
Yes.
Okay. I will do the extra damage again.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, so that's 4 total, plus the 9. It's a little bit better. It's 10, 24, 35 bludgeoning damage from that flail hit. And then is there a mook I can squash?
Yes.
I kill it. And yep. I want to bite Troy.
Okay.
I assume a 30 bites Troy.
It does.
I need more dice. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I can make 3.
Because I'm assuming those DCs aren't really going to matter for those other two on the multi-attack, probably.
What do you mean?
Those are awful low to be useful.
Correct.
Okay. 10, 19. That's 38 piercing damage from the bite.
Sweet.
It's a little better.
Just a 3-bit battle. I'd be more in.
Oh, I'd really like to maneuver myself, Jeff, but here we are. Do I get a maneuver? Do I get a movement with that as well? Or no? It was just a. Did you say I get a movement and a bite when I kill something?
You can move up to half your speed and then bite something.
Move then bite, not vice versa.
Okay.
You can still take a move.
I would have continued to move around. I want to put myself in the middle of everything.
Oh.
I would have continued to circle him. Yeah. Wherever I can fit in there somewhere.
there's a spiritual weapon in the way, but
yeah, it's fuck it. I'm not worried about it. I'd really like to get a legendary action at some point, Jeff.
I know. Schroeder, Lucas, and Troy, roll for a legendary action.
I'm not getting it here, though.
Nope, not after your turn.
I understand.
Out of the box. Couldn't even see it. There we go.
Eight, 18. I also rolled an 18.
Roll off.
Neither of you get it. I take a legendary action.
Fraz gets it.
14.
Fucking one.
Schroeder, take it.
Taste of Undeath. Orcus cast Chill Touch at 17th level at Baphomet. So... It gets
who pulled. Now has necromantic vulnerability?
It should be 5D.
You're now out of legendary actions before your turn.
Yeah, but this is the bottom of the round.
Right? Is that right?
Correct, but my turn's next.
No, fair.
Not quite, but yeah.
Why not quite?
We'll get there.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, do I need to do a save or something?
Sooner or later, that orrery is going to do something.
Gotcha. No.
Plus 15. Spell attack.
Oh, it is a spell attack. You're right.
Yeah.
No save, no nothing. Okay. Ooh.
24? No. 19. Yeah, 24.
Should work.
Hit.
Okay. So it's going to be 5d8. I think because it's 1d8, and then at 17th, it's plus 4d8.
Chill Touch, obviously, is cold damage, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No.
No, it's necrotic damage.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
So.
It is a spectral hand that.
Damn, that's right.
Dog shit.
Yeah, but I'm not.
But what does the spell do? Does it make him vulnerable?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, his previous bonus action made him vulnerable to it.
So we're doubling.
Yeah.
It is low, though.
Just 16.
So
that's doubled?
No, 32.
Okay.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah, I rolled dog shit.
Okay.
But now you get to go in.
Okay. That's my legendary action. Should have been the end of Grady in initiative order.
Yeah, there's actually something that goes before you.
Okay.
And I didn't open the book up yet.
The missing link.
No, that thing that you're standing on.
Oh. I was going to say, it's the...
It's the orrery.
Orrery. Lucas, you're running it. Roll me a D100.
All right.
Let's see what this shit does.
Fuck me. This is just a goddamn random table is what this is.
You have no idea.
It's not 8.
I feel like this is probably an extra special table.
Well, I would hope so. Your dick shrinks for the next 4 minutes.
Could be zebra gum. You don't know.
You become a blue female gnome?
Son of a bitch.
Twice now.
It's shrinkage. I was in the pool.
Okay. Okay, I guess this is just cosmetic. This one is just arcs of white light start playing around the maze engine.
The engine itself.
Yes.
Okay. It's a spirit bomb. It's absorbing the energy.
Any type of specific light? Just light.
Nope, just arcs of white light until the end of its turn, which is right now.
Oh, so just sparked.
Yep, basically. It
No, it's starting to do something. Oh, wait, it stopped.
It's cranking. It's like, I assume it has a crank. I'm just going to crank.
Shredder. It's like a Beyblade.
Ertlan is going to take 15 feet of movement around the Bulgura.
One, two, three.
Yep. Am I within 30 feet of Baphomet?
Looks like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to cast Blight on Baphomet.
Get one off the board. It's fine.
I don't know. It is a con save, but
is it good to get one off the board this early?
Con save.
Yeah. I don't.
Yeah, you're good at these.
No advantage of any kind.
No.
Just checking.
Well,
he rolled a 3.
I rolled a 4.
Yes. I do take advantage.
Oh bullshit! He rolled a 3, Jeff.
And I rolled a 9.
That's enough.
Okay.
Do I take what's half your What's your save?
18.
18. The 3 was enough.
Oh, really?
Yes.
He's a plus 15. Damn.
Yeah, we're not going to...
Do I take anything? Or
we need these guys to beat the fuck out of each other.
I was trying to cheap shot it.
I understand.
I mean, it's not a bad plan. Does he take half?
I think so.
Because half is still doubled.
Yes.
Yep. The target takes 88 necrotic damage on a failed save, or half as much. Yeah, on a successful one.
So roll full damage.
88. Yeah. I mean, it's you're taking a cheap shot, but it's a good cheap shot.
Couple big numbers.
That's 31.
It's a cheap shot, but
31.
Hey, could have been worse.
Okay, and now it's Orcus's turn. So he is going to. Actually, I have a bonus action. I can move my.
Yes.
Yeah. So I will bring.
Where are you going?
I'll just
taking?
Bring it to the Bulgura.
Okay.
Almost forgot that it was there, and he'll take a swipe with the spiritual. It's 15 on the die, so it's going to be plus.
It has an AC of 15.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So it hits, and then it's a D8 plus my spellcasting modifier, so 7. So another 12 damage.
12 damage exactly.
Sweet. I dropped it.
That is the lowest one.
And then I'm going to use my 15 feet to back away from Baphomet.
Chicken shit.
Coward.
Fuck off.
He just goes.
Yeah. Okay. So now it's Orcus's turn.
Orcus no, it's way more impressive than that. He's a minotaur. It's the full bull.
Let's try
as he turns and prepares to charge.
I'm not in
Japan. He's not in threatened range of my flail, is he?
Who?
Doing all this moving around? Schroeder. I can't tell the distance from where
He is 15 feet away at the moment. He would have been further away than that.
Say 15 feet is my range. Okay.
Okay. Well, then take me that way. 15 feet. You put me inside the thing.
You don't want to put yourself in range.
That was
the Orcus.
Oh.
You were right here, so 15 feet would be here.
Oh, am I just inside the...
Just inside the door.
Okay. Okay. Orcus is attacking...
Not very well.
He rolls a 23.
I believe hits Baphomet.
Okay, and I'll roll the second attack. And that's better.
Baphomet is a 22.
So he hits with both of them. So I need 6d8 bludgeoning. 29 points of bludgeoning damage.
Hit him in the face!
In the face.
And now... Yeah, 4d12 of necrotic damage.
Doubled.
So that's 30. It's 37. So that would be 74. 74.
God damn!
Damage.
How am I looking? Still up?
I mean, yeah, but not pretty. You got to be hurting.
That is officially bloodied.
Yeah. And that would end Orcus's turn, which would end the creeping death.
Actually, the bludgeoning damage would have bloodied him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so I'm no longer vulnerable to...
No, correct. That would end.
Correct. Okay. Schroeder executed that exactly the way that it's supposed to be done.
Yep.
Roll
yep.
off. 17.
13.
That is on a corner.
Damn it. I really need one of these.
All right, we'll do this heart cleaver attack again against Orcus.
Orcus.
It's a 15.
Fuck him up.
It's a 15 on the die.
Yep.
So that's gonna hit.
More like Dorcas.
No, I'm really scared if Orcus continues to live. Please hit him, Lucas. Hit him many, many, many times.
31 slashing.
I am more afraid of Orcus than I am of anything else on this board currently.
He is pretty nasty.
By a factor. Like, it's...
Attack number one is 13 on the die. It's a 30 hit. Yeah.
You have to roll pretty shit to not hit it.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
You got a plus 17?
Yeah.
You need to roll 5 or better.
25
hit.
Slashing on that one. Natural 20 on the bite.
I like to hear that.
I call bullshit. There's no way you're adding that fast.
28 piercing.
28 piercing?
Yeah.
He just looked at his sheet and said, pick a big number off of it.
14 on the gore. There's 23
damage?
Yeah, piercing.
Ooh, that's kicking you in the dick a little bit, too.
It crunches him down.
I think
it's going to take me like two more rounds to actually really knock
him
out.
Yeah, he's got more hit points than you, hazard to guess.
Orcus is bloodied.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sure he is. Next.
Roll off. Oh, Lucas, what are you doing?
So is it,
I forgot to take my own turn, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
I'm more worried about these dudes.
Throw the lever, conk.
Shit, I don't know.
What? Keep making shit happen. Keep it crack-a-lackin'.
I mean, I throw spells, but then I got to roll on the fairy's rest.
Yep.
Okay. So is it worth
it? It's only a 5% chance. What's the worst that could happen?
I don't actually know how far away I am.
You could help out pretty Troy, good. Which wouldn't be a bad idea.
That's true. I can actually do that.
I can do this. I can do this. Fireball.
How big of a thing is that?
I was going to say, just don't do AoE because he's currently grappled, if I remember correctly.
No. Actually, if you want to do that, you can do that.
Oh, yeah. He just fireballs and nukes all of our guys on top.
I mean, the problem is it's the ones that are like in a line or not in the AoE are like higher level spells.
You can do a line.
Sure. Why not? But you know what? I got this newfangled spell. Let's just use it.
You had the spell sniper.
Yeah, but it has to be an attack spell. Most of my spells have a save to them. Give me a con save on the thing that's fighting Troy's character.
What's that? I'm sorry.
Con save from the Glabber Zoo.
The Glabagool over here.
The Glabagool.
That's a pretty
that's
bad
pretty
roll.
Shit.
That's yeah. It's got a. I imagine it has a good save. It doesn't have that good of a save.
I don't know.
What's your DC? Oh, yeah, no. Yeah.
No shot that it makes an 18.
I don't think there's any way it makes that.
No, 13.
Boom.
I just closed Bummer, dude. Book. You send negative energy coursing through a creature that you can see within range, causing it searing pain. The target must make a constitution saving throw. It takes 7d8 plus 30 necrotic.
Nice. Roll your dice.
7d8. Huh?
Does it have more than 30 health?
Yes.
Okay. Does it have more than 50 health?
Let's just do 4 at a time here.
I got 5 right here.
There's 4. I need 7 total. Fun sound. When you do it, not the DM.
Give it time.
Fuck you. 31 plus 30, so 61.
Nice. It's a solid hit.
Did it kill it?
No.
No, but you punched it in the mouth, which is good.
You nailed it like for almost that, half of its health.
That's pretty clutch for Troy up there with just a bunch of mooks.
Welcome, Troy.
Thanks.
Does it drop Troy?
No.
Does it drop Trow?
No. It has no Trow.
Just thought of that.
That's why it's so angry.
Yeah, he's naked. No wonder he's pissed off. It's hot down here.
He doesn't care about hot.
That's it.
Rolling
that's
off.
You know, I remember the discussion during Horde of the Dragon Queen with Matt about dragon dicks. I'm curious about demon genitalia.
There's probably websites for that.
I know. I really don't want to look.
Did you already do Baphomet?
He did Baphomet
first by accident. So yeah, you guys can roll for your actions.
Okay.
14.
9.
I bite all the things, Jeff.
Okay.
Everything within 10 feet.
You bite everything within 10 feet.
Yes.
That includes you.
Including Kira.
Yeah, no. Why would Yinagu not do that?
No, totally.
That is his most powerful attack, 100%.
Absolutely.
You want me to roll one attack?
Roll 3.
Okay.
One for Demogorgon.
Is that one called Savage?
Yeah. That's a... it's plus 16, so that's a 27.
Hit.
The next one is a 27.
Hit.
And the third one is a crit 1. It's 12.
You miss Kira.
You want to know why? It's my player killing die.
Boom.
Demogorgon and a whole bunch of little demons get snipped in by your bite.
Yeah, no. I just keep imagining you just keep pushing more of those yellow tokens out of the way.
I'm a fucking demon.
Do I get my thing when I kill it as well?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Well, it is a bonus action on your turn.
Okay. Just checking. Making sure, because otherwise I'd be really fucking things up. So the first thing I hit gets the 4d10 plus 9.
That's Demogorgon.
Demogorgon.
That's 10, 15, 24 damage from the bite. Second bite, 10, 21, 30 damage from that bite.
30 for the little demons?
For whatever I hit second. You had me roll 3.
That was all the little demons. That's okay. Their attack.
Fair enough.
So yeah, you nail a bunch of them.
I don't know.
I feel like that's what I would get in the middle and just fucking.
Yeah. Troy, you're up.
How does that thing look?
Pretty rough. About just about bloodied.
You are grappled, right?
Correct.
About
you can try and get free.
Damage.
You can attack. You can whatever you want.
Thunderwave.
Crack-a-coon.
Okay.
I need a con save, please.
That's on a quarter. Fail.
It's two fail con saves for this dude.
With the same
roll. Not in the time I rolled. Uh, 18, and you are pushed 10 feet away.
I'm going to give you a strength check. Well, I'm going to make him roll a strength check to hang on to you.
Okay.
Because if he does, you're going over the side of the tower with him.
Opposed or just a straight up check?
No, it's just a strength check to keep his grip. You want a strength check or a strength save? What do you think?
Check.
Single digit.
What is your spell save DC?
Mine? What is it? 18.
He drops you. You got a 14.
He falls off the tower then?
Yeah, he gets blown over the side.
Falling damage?
3d6 damage. Actually, no. No, it wouldn't.
It wouldn't take falling damage?
Huh?
It wouldn't take falling damage?
Nope. Okay. Non-magical physical damage. Immune.
That's all I care about.
That's all I care about.
Yeah.
It's not on the thing.
No, it's fair.
It
was a good use of a first level spell.
No, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have any bonus action.
Demogorgon.
You got like a hunter's mark or nothing.
Okie dokie. 23 to hit the hyena man.
23?
Yeah.
That'll hit.
That's not the right die. That's a shitty roll. It's better. 13, 26, 36, 45 bludgeoning. Con save, please.
Pretty good.
45 bludgeoning to
Yenigo. I rolled an 11 on the con save, so you said 45, so that's what, 70, 120, Jeff?
That's a pass.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was 45? Helping you with the 45, so 120.
Thank you. I'd have forgotten what it was.
Oh, you're good.
You get a second attack.
It just means he doesn't get the maximum.
The direction. The reduction.
Mm. I rolled the wrong thing.
Yeah, you gotta roll the d20 first.
Yeah, 14 plus little hit.
30. Yeah, I mean, these guys are plus 15.
Oh, 30 something.
Sorry, it took me a minute to realize what you were doing. I'm getting tired. I apologize.
18 that time, plus 9, so 27.
Another save, though, right?
Another save, please.
Add 19.
Okay.
All right, roll off.
Yeah, roll off for the three of you.
12.
5.
9.
You got it?
Ooh.
You only got one left, right?
Yeah. No, I can't. I can't savage again. Yeah, I guess I will hit. I'll hit Demogorgon. I'll use.
Oh, come on, nail Kira.
I thought about it. I'll use swat away.
Okay.
So flail attack. That's a 29 or 30 to hit. So I'm gonna imagine it hits. I'm going to go ahead and do the extra bludgeoning damage with the flail. And he needs to make a 24 strength saving throw off of this.
You want to roll that, Troy?
There we go, baby.
Nope. 3 on the die.
Fail.
Does he fail is his roll 19 or less?
I rolled a 3.
Yes.
He falls prone.
Ooh.
He also takes 10... 20, 32, 38, 9 and 8, 47 points of damage from the flail. On a 4d12, I rolled 10, 10, 12, and 6.
Nice.
And he's prone.
Nice.
Is he also bloodied?
No.
All of our demon lords have taken a lot of damage. So.
Oh, yeah. You're actually keeping fairly good pace on each other. There's only one that hasn't been hit near as much as the others.
That was only his legendary action.
That was your legendary?
Yep.
It's not even his turn.
Nope. That was after Troy's turn, right?
Correct.
Whoever
So the Balrog and whatever the fuck else. Unless you just want to skip ahead. Then you're getting tired.
Demogorgon can take an opportunity attack. Right. It'll be at disadvantage.
Oh, interesting. Okay, fair enough.
Well, that's a one, so.
Okay.
Roll again.
But he stays in my threat range as Yinagu. He stays in my threat range.
Yes.
Okay. I just can't see. Demogorgon's fucking huge. I can't see half the board.
Right.
Got a point.
So me figuring out exactly where Yinagu's square is from my side is literally impossible.
The Batlord demon is going to go after Kira. Cradius.
Bring it, bring fucker. It. Let's go. Let's dance. Because if you didn't come to me, I was going to come to you. You shall not pass, you son of a bitch.
You haven't taken and you haven't gone reckless, have you?
No, you've not.
On my last attack, yes, I did.
You did?
Oh, you did, yeah. Against the...
I did.
Yeah.
Yep. You get it.
Sword?
Nope.
Hmm. Are you supposed to get a reaction whenever he comes into your threat range?
Only if he's in his stance.
Oh, okay.
That's a 23 to hit.
His B-boy stance?
I think my AC...
It's like 18.
It's 18 plus the 2. I was making sure nothing else gets added to it. So yeah, my AC is 20. So you hit.
29 points of slashing damage.
So 14.
15 points of electric. Or lightning.
So would that be 7? So I'm at 21.
Yep. Whip. That's going to hit.
I think.
6 and 3D. Okay. Because the focus. 15 points of slashing.
So minus another 7.
And 14 points of fire.
Minus another 7.
And also...
No also. That's plenty.
9 points of fire from his aura.
Lame. Hold on. So minus 9. So let me do the full damage for... Okay, so I know I'm there. But let me check something. There's something else. I had it pulled up for when I first got attacked, but that was 2 hours ago. The fuck is the... Well, I won't make you do it at this point because it would be a bunch to go back and do. You have disadvantage on attack rolls against me, I believe, because of my protection from evil and good.
That is true. I would have rolled straight. But either way, I would have hit.
Fair enough. All right. I just wanted to check that. I didn't know what all that amulet did because I just wrote down protection from fiends. Yep. So I didn't write down
it's
anything.
It's disadvantage
else.
To hit, can't be possessed, things like that.
Okay. Got it.
That's it for them.
Kira's turn, right?
You're watching the Gutbusters charge out and tackle the smaller demons. They're going to town.
Oh fuck yeah, they are.
Yeah, this is everything that Kira ever wanted to see from the Gutbusters.
Well, yeah.
It is Grady's turn.
All right, fucker. Let's dance.
Put on your red shoes and dance.
Attack recklessly. Yeah, let's see how hard he is to hit first.
This the Balor?
Yeah. Well, fuck yeah, it is. What else am I going to fight, Jeff? Some piddly ant... Well, let's get through the Balor first.
I mean, the Balor is enough.
Do I get any bonus to hit? I only get bonus to damage from rage, right?
Correct.
Okay. 18 to hit.
Miss.
Swing again. That hopefully hits. That's a 26.
That'll hit.
It's a D10. I'm also going to use a D8 to maneuver a Gutbuster more opportunity wise. Cause I don't think any of you fuckers want to move or need to move.
I'll move.
Okay. You get to move 15 feet for your reaction.
Move me 15 feet towards the Balor.
So I'll do D10 plus D8 plus 8.
You're good.
16. So 24 radiant damage on that hit. I get another attack from haste. 18 to hit, which I think you told me missed before, right? Action surge means I get 2 more attacks, right?
Correct.
You want to use that before you do your action surge? Add a D8 to that last attack?
Oh, 18 plus a D8.
That will hit.
Okay. Good call, Lucas. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So if that hits, if anybody wants to maneuver again, I'll use a second superiority die because I'm just going to keep chunking this fucker away with radiant damage.
Go ahead.
So D10 plus D8 plus 8 on another hit. So it's 8 and 7 is 15. That's another 20 radiant damage on the Balor. So now I action surge. Attack number 4.
Yep.
That's a 23 to hit.
That'll hit.
Anybody else want to maneuver? I maneuver a gutbuster. If nobody else
a
wants
it. A gutbuster goes jumping onto the back of Yeniko.
Perfect. It's another 23 radiant damage to the Baylor. And one more swing. That's a 23 to hit.
Yep.
I will use my last superiority die, because I'll burn all four of them to get the extra D8 on all of it. Ah, it's a shit roll. Damn it.
You want to have like a cleave through to hit Yenigu as well?
12 damage, Jeff. 12 more radiant damage. That's a good bite. That's not as much as I wanted to do, but that's
something. Hey, that ain't bad. That's almost 80 damage.
That's consistent radiant damage. I think I've done everything except for a bonus action, right?
Your bonus, yeah, because
action surge
is not a bonus.
Not a bonus.
Nope.
What do I get left?
You haven't really been hit, so second wind is out.
I'll go ahead and use Tunnel Fighter just because I feel like it's appropriate, even though it doesn't matter with the Baylor, because I like to imagine that in the middle of fighting this fucking Baylor, she's just swinging this glaive around, taking out dretches and shit as they walk by and just
absolutely
fucking owning goddamn face. Okay, on to Yenigu.
Yenigu's
a dog. He's going to go for the thing that he just hit and gets advantage on.
Absolutely.
He's going to tear Troy's fucking throat out.
Makes sense.
I'm going to do two flail attacks, the multi-attack to start at Troy. I do get advantage, so even if I roll like shit.
Wish you wouldn't say Troy.
Sorry, Troy. Troy the Demogorgon. First one hits, I will use my extra damage on it. So 4d12 plus 9. That's another really good hit. Well, it's middling, I guess. 22, 27... It's 36 damage from the first flail strike. Second flail attack. Ooh, 22 to hit him.
That hits exactly.
Nice. That's 2d12 plus 9. That's 14, so plus 9, so another 23 damage. Is there a Mook I can hit?
You can hit Kira.
You can hit Baylor.
Nah, it's like something's going to go down in one hit.
No, I know. Yeah, you can get some.
So now
a
I get
dwarf.
I get to move and bite. I'm not gonna move though, because I'm just gonna tear his goddamn throat out.
You don't have to move.
Yeah.
Can move. Half
no. I would consider biting and then moving, but if I have to move and then bite, I'm not going to, because I'm gonna tear his throat out. And so I roll with advantage. That's a 31 to hit the bite.
Strangely, yep, 31 misses.
4d10. Weird.
So fucking weird.
Prime numbers, man. Who fucking knew?
4d10 plus 9. So that's 10, 23, 24, another 33 damage on the bite.
Jeez.
That's Demogorgon, though, man. I'm going to have to do a fuck. I'm doing it, but I got to do a fuck ton of damage.
It's building up.
Yeah, we'll see.
I'm going to do something stupid.
My superiority die is now 0.
Please do. I'm all good with that.
Well...
roll off for a legendary.
Yep. Not me.
Nope, not you.
16. Although I felt like that was a good one.
Nat 20.
Fucking hell.
See you, man.
Schroeder?
Do your damage.
Can I just get one?
Man.
What does poison damage do?
Not much to other demon lords.
Got it.
I mean, Jeff kind of has had to set this up kind of perfectly. You just want to keep punching each other in the fucking throat.
Yeah, I mean... Because even if I use my creeping, even if I use my creeping death, I'm not going to really. Nah, fuck it. I'm going to use my creeping death on.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. I'll use my creeping death on Baphomet.
Cool.
Yeah, that's make it. Vulnerable and necrotic.
Oh, that's
necrotic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's 100% what you should do.
Yeah.
Lucas, roll me a d100.
Oh, that's right.
I'm still waiting for this part to butt fuck us. I really am.
17.
Does 17 fuck us?
The odd 8 was fine.
You summon copies of all your enemies. 17 must fuck us.
It doesn't fuck you.
I feel like the machine's supposed to help us.
It was D100 chart.
I mean, there is.
I mean, I'm sure there's
very
stuff that's
interesting
on there.
Stuff on sure. This. There, this is one of them.
Oh, good for you, Lucas.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, 4. Roll me a D4.
Me?
Yep.
Ooh, interesting. It's not me, apparently.
A one.
Okay.
Oh, no, I know what it is. I think I know what it is.
No, you don't.
I don't? Okay. I was just taking a guess. Because he counted two on Troy, and Troy's lost two characters, so I thought maybe a couple characters are coming back from the dead.
Oh. That'd be fun.
One.
Who comes back?
Let me pull this up. So you're playing with fucking time and space here.
No, I got you.
Well, it sucks that if it's one of Troy's, because he doesn't even have his regular character.
Just can't get a fucking win tonight.
But one, I bet one is Malveus.
The hollow interior of the engine flickers with crimson light until the end of its turn, whereupon one dead character or NPC of the DM's choice is restored to life as though subjected to the resurrection spell. Somebody look up resurrection for me. The revived creature appears in a safe, unoccupied space within 120 feet of the engine.
Pretty sure resurrection is you come back as right before you die.
There's a difference between resurrection and
true resurrection.
So resurrection, you touch a dead creature that has been dead for no more than a century, that didn't die of old age, and that isn't undead. The spell, if its soul is free and willing, the target returns to life with all of its hit points. The spell neutralizes any poisons and cures normal diseases afflicting the creature when it died. It doesn't, however, remove magical diseases and curses prior to the spell. The spell closes all mortal wounds and restores any missing body parts. Coming back from the dead is an ordeal. The target takes -4 penalty to all attack rolls, saving throws, and ability checks. Every time the target finishes a long rest, a penalty is reduced by 1 until it disappears. Casting this spell, restore life.
At the top of the stairs, in front of the maze engine, out of danger, everything like that, Malveus appears butt-ass naked.
What the fuck?
Who the fuck is this guy? Guys? Just cranking this engine. I don't know. I assume he's a cranking guy.
I like to... You're blowing on like a harmonica or something while oompaing your legs together with some cymbals.
He's totally like stretched out one way, turning a crank, blowing into a tube over here, one foot going on a pedal.
Here's the question.
Dr. Seuss created this thing.
Would Lucas's character know who Malveus is?
Absolutely
no,
not.
No fucking clue.
There's a potential he would have saw us when we went into the first fight with that beholder.
Oh, that's true. Make me a history check, Lucas.
Boy, oh boy.
Hmm? No, your character wouldn't.
This character came in after the beholder fight. He was one of the slaves.
After the first fight. Yeah.
14?
Yeah. You at least know that that's one of the guys who came in and didn't come out.
What the fuck is this guy doing here?
Guys.
It's like, crash, crash, oompa, oompa, slang, bing. He's like, no, you gotta give a little more of the tambourine.
Twist that knob.
No, that one. So the Modron's just over there humping a socket.
It's not a handle.
Keep in time.
Schroeder, you're up.
Excuse me, naked man. Do something.
Are you going to do whatever you're going to do with the Orcus first, or are you going to do whatever crazy bullshit you were going to do?
I was going to do crazy
bullshit. Malveus will act on your turn.
Okay.
I don't know what he's going to do.
I don't either.
But
you got a second character with no sheet you can play.
Cast familiar and then make it do damage for you since you don't have anything. Just a thought.
I mean, you could pick up any kind of weapon laying here.
Can you move Ertland to where he lines up the Balmora?
The Baylor.
Or the Baylor, Yinagu, and Demogorgon in a straight line.
I don't know that you're going to get that.
Well, Demogorgon's laying down, so I don't know where.
So you're going to miss him anyway.
That's not true. It's a straight line. Doesn't mean it has to be at a perfect.
Okay, what are you doing?
I'm firing a lightning bolt through all of them.
Okay.
At a 6th level.
Sweet.
It's not bad.
That's worth a shot.
They all have to make dex saves.
Yinagu rolls. I rolled a crit 1.
It's not good.
It's not.
Demogorgon also has to roll.
What am I rolling?
A dex save, but you're prone, so I don't know if you. I don't know if it's a disadvantage. I presume it is. Probably. I have to look.
Creature's disadvantage on attack rolls.
It doesn't specify that you have disadvantage on a dex
roll. Both of you roll with advantage.
Oh.
Then I got a 15.
Oh, shit.
Then I got an 18 instead of a 1.
Can I have 2 D's?
So both of you passed?
Theoretically, yeah.
I have an 18. So what did you? But you guys rolled like mid teens before.
Yeah, he rolled a 15 and an 18 without unmodified. So we don't know what our dex saves are as Yinagu and.
Oh, you rolled 15 and 18?
Yeah.
Yeah, you passed.
Well, I rolled a 1 until you told me to roll with advantage.
Fuck this game.
That's, you're facing...
What about the Balor? Or the
Baylor. Baylor's the thing I'm really kind of hoping.
His name's Finn.
He is a demon.
I'm not completely out of touch with the rest.
That's only a 15.
So he takes the full damage.
No.
He's going to be resistant, I'm sure. He has lightning as one of his powers. You may just be juicing his ass up.
Is that a 1?
That's a 6.
Okay. Doesn't look very good from here.
It's just only 21 damage.
So that's 10 and 5 to the Demon Lords.
That sucks.
Orcus.
I thought it might do more damage than the Ice Storm. No, I still have a bonus action.
Oh, so I guess you do,
sir. I'll use...
I'm sorry.
You said 10 and 5.
It gets cut, and then it gets cut again.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm with you.
10 to
the Balor.
You can move it over and poke the Balor. You can move it over and poke it. Just go give it a little poke.
Pokey poke.
Can you move my spiritual weapon over to the Balor? That'll hit.
Yep.
It's a 23.
Yeah, that'll hit.
For 10 damage.
Nice. That's a good hit.
I love this. Patrick Mahomes this season. Worst record in the NFL. Most in the NFL. Most incompletions. Average a pick six per game. Has never beaten Jared Goff. They've played one game.
There's been one game played in the NFL so far this year. That's it. I moved, made my action, bonus action.
Orcus.
So now it's Orcus's turn.
Yep.
And Orcus will attack Baphomet.
Theoretically necrotic.
Let's hug it out, man. Hug it out.
So 9 plus 19, 28. It'll hit.
Oh, yeah.
And 3 plus 19, 22.
Hits exactly.
I thought mine was a 23.
Hug it out.
It wasn't.
Is it?
I thought that's what you told
Baphomet?
Me.
I thought
that's what
mine
you said.
Was 23.
It is 22.
Okay.
Hug it out.
Okay.
So wishful thinking and bad math.
You got to give the people what they want. So for the bludgeoning damage.
No. I can see your hit points from here. There ain't no way you're dead.
If he hits me with necrotic, because I'm immune,
you're vulnerable
again.
Nice.
Apparently remastered
26
the
bludgeoning.
Gargoyles game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What?
26 bludgeoning.
October
19th. Is it luck? Because we want these guys kind of dead.
30 necrotic.
Not kind of
60.
No. 30 is the doubled amount.
Oh, okay.
Did it? I'm still standing?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Roll off. Unless you have something else.
Mm-mm. 9.
14. Troy?
No.
Lucas gets it.
Fucking mother.
What did you roll, Troy?
Not a 19.
I rolled a 14.
Well, somebody rolled a 19, right?
No.
No. 9.
15.
You got it.
You got it.
Do your legendary action.
From the ground.
You got it by 1.
I rolled 15 damage on 4d12.
That sucks, man.
Welcome to my world.
D12s suck.
It's a lot of variability.
30 to hit the hyena.
He's rolling at disadvantage, not that it probably matters.
Yep, spend half your movement to stand up.
Yeah, did you roll at disadvantage?
Do I have to if I'm attacking with my tail?
Yes. It's a melee attack.
Okay, then I stand up.
You can't stand up.
It's
you're
a legendary
action.
Natural 20.
There's a 30 hit.
Yeah.
Because he rolled a crit 20 on the second one.
You never know. Always roll. Could have been a 1.
That would have been funny
with
shit.
His whippy tail.
If he rolled a 1.
Yeah. No, if he'd gotten a crit.
Oh.
That because the tail is fucking mean.
So that's 34 bludgeoning. And, the average. 22... necrotic.
I don't know how much time we got left on that thing.
We haven't been playing that long.
Yeah.
No. We didn't start until almost 9.
It just feels like we have. It's a long battle.
This is a long battle, and I knew it was going to be.
It's all right. Just chop it up as best you can.
I'm not concerned. I pride myself in cutting mid-battle.
Our title track, Elders, is provided by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about the band at sleepfortheweary.com. Want to continue the conversation? Find us on Facebook at Fans of the Rancor's Brothel or on Twitter at Rancor's_Brothel. Need more actual play episodes? Find over 1,000 individual episodes at our website, rancorsbrothel.com. Thank you for listening. Much love, and keep circulating the tapes.